Thank you for listening in to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news from around the globe. Since kindergarten, 17-year-old high school senior Ciara Citraro hasn't missed a day of school. More than 2,000 days of showing up every day. And perhaps most impressive of all, she did it living in Hawaii. West Hawaii Today reports that Citraro has not only had perfect attendance, but the high school senior is also one of her class valedictorians, president and treasurer of the school's National Honor Society chapter, captain of the cheerleading squad, senior class vice president, and Go Green Environmental Club vice president. School is very important to me, she says, and I like it. I've always been afraid of possibly missing something, and I just wanted to try my best, learn as much as I can, and continually improve myself. By not missing a single day of school, I get the opportunity to build and broaden my knowledge. Manufacturing grew in April at the strongest rate in 10 months, easing concerns the economy had lost momentum at the start of the second quarter. New orders, production, and a measure of hiring all rose, according to the Institute for Supply Management. Its index of national factory activity rose to 54.8 from 53.4 in March. That figure topped expectations for the reading to decline. A girls' school in Saudi Arabia has defied a religious ban on female sports by erecting basketball hoops and letting students play at break time. The Daily Al-Watan reported on Wednesday, the school in Saudi Arabia's eastern province has now become the first state-run girls' school to openly encourage sports. Watan reported, quoting a supervisor as saying, "It would expend students' energy in a positive way." And our top story for today, the skyscraper constructed to replace the Twin Towers destroyed in the September 11th attacks has become New York's tallest building now that a final steel column has been lifted into place. One World Trade Center is again the tallest building in New York and third tallest in the world, extending more than 1,250 feet into the air with the goal of standing 1,776 feet tall when finished, commemorating the year the Declaration of Independence was signed. It is still a work in progress. The hulking steel structure known as the Freedom Tower is still 500 feet shorter than it will be when complete. But One World Trade Center, dubbed Freedom Tower, is already a tribute to American resilience, a reminder that whatever devastation we face, we can still come back bigger and better than before. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.